Welcome to the 46th episode of the Jesus to Mankind series. We are covering the final messages Jesus Christ has given to the world through the Book of Truth, written by Maria Divine Mercy to prepare it for His second coming. Let us continue with the messages where we left off in the last episode. The message is titled, "They Will Lie Continuously, and Their Public Homilies Will Be a Nonsense in the Eyes of God," given on Thursday, April 25th, 2013. Jesus says, "My dearly beloved daughter, it will not be long before the dissidents within the Catholic Church who have abandoned their obedience to God will gather together to mount a vicious attack on those sacred servants who are loyal to the truth. Those disloyal to my body will change many laws and will create new interpretations of the significance of the Holy Eucharist. Many holy servants of God and lay people throughout all Christian faiths will watch as the Holy Spirit will be attacked. Many will be shocked at the way in which my name and my teachings will be reinterpreted, so that the emphasis will be on man's obligation to man. Man will be encouraged to love each other and put their needs before the altar of God. Externally, this approach to Christianity will be seen as a good thing. It will promote the importance of love, but not in the way which is dictated by God. People in high places will be seen to publicly praise one another as they perform religious ceremonies. They will bow to each other in deference and will throw themselves in adulation at the feet of the enemies of God. All these grandiose rites will fool the world, and many will not realize the purpose of these ceremonies. These acts, these new homilies, and new ceremonies, supposedly to honor me, Jesus Christ, will instead be black in kind, for they will glorify the beast. The King of Darkness is moving rapidly with his evil spirits within the hearts of many who have responsibility for leading my followers. Some of these servants do not realize that they are being tempted by the evil one. I say to them, come now, come to me through the sacrament of reconciliation. If you are worried about your faith, I will enlighten you, but you must rid your soul of pride. It is pride which fools you into believing that your intellect is superior to that of God. Others, like wolves in sheep's clothing, have sold their souls to Satan, and just as he acts, they will be cunning in the way in which they will deceive God's children. They will tempt others by praising their servants for being holy, and this will attract those servants with a love of self, stuffed with pride, who will follow like sheep. They will lie continuously, and their public homilies will be a nonsense in the eyes of God. Not one ounce of true humility will be seen in any of their words, although they will go to great lengths to ensure that they behave publicly as humble servants of God. The power of the Holy Spirit will be absent in their presence, and those of mine who truly know me will bear witness to this. So many of my poor sacred servants will be sucked into these lies, which will lead to the destruction of my body, and many of those who boast of their love for me will be the first to plunge the next nail as they crucify me all over again. My daughter, the hatred shown to you will come from two sides as a direct result of the disintegration of my church on earth. One side will be those who say they represent my church on earth, but who are anything but, for they represent another doctrine. The other side will be my loyal servants who will not believe you. You must know that the truth causes fear and anger. The truth given to the true prophets of God does not just create anger because of fear, it causes outrage. Outrage and anger come from the spirit of evil. The evil one, through the hearts of man, will go to extraordinary lengths to stop the word of God. Anger against the prophets is a hatred of God. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, "The Antichrist Will Be From the East, Not the West," given on Friday, April 26th, 2013. Jesus says, "My dearly beloved daughter, the world is being prepared for the entrance of the Antichrist. He has been groomed by a number of powerful political forces to make his grand entrance. the Antichrist will be from the East, not the West, but will be loved, honored, and revered by both in every corner of the earth. It will start as follows. The Antichrist will quickly bring about, with the help of the enemies of God, a war between two nations, headed by two stubborn and powerful leaders. These wars will escalate, and then will spill into other countries. When the threat becomes so serious that it begins to affect the most powerful nations, then peace negotiations will begin. Out of nowhere will step the beast, and with a skill that will impress the world, he will bring to an end the wars. He will have a powerful voice. He will be highly intelligent and will create an impressive charismatic image. His handsome good looks, charm, and sense of humor will be like a powerful hypnotic magnet. He will draw great praise from well-known world leaders and the media, and he will become a celebrity. His demeanor will appeal to business leaders, who will see him as being instrumental in creating wealth as the economies will begin to grow. So special will the Antichrist appear that nations will clamor over themselves to encourage him to visit their countries. He will be loved and will copy the last detail every moment of my mission when I walk the earth, preaching the importance of love, peace, and the importance of unity among nations. He will be seen to create great wonders wherever he goes. This is not a man like any other. This is not a man like any other charismatic figurehead. His star will shine and glitter like no other before him. He will be seen as a figurehead of the one world humanitarian religion. The so-called success of this abomination will be attributed to him. Everyone will drop at his feet. Images of his face will be everywhere. He will be seen with the heads of many religious denominations. It will soon be said that people will be healed spontaneously in his presence. Through the power of Satan, he will be able to create acts which will shock many, and these will be deemed to be miraculous. By then, to the ignorant, he will be seen as the Messiah. He will then hint that he has been sent by God to save the world. Many, including those in the world who do not accept my existence, will be persuaded that this man is the Son of Man, Jesus Christ. Those who honor, obey what he asks of them, and who adore him, will be infested with such evil that their souls will be sucked into a vacuum, out of which they will find it impossible to extradite themselves. Those who know the truth of my teachings will recognize the deceit which is placed before the human race, and they will withstand this abomination. Those who say they know God and are practicing Christians will fail to understand my promise to return. When I come back, it will be to judge. I will never walk the earth a second time. For all their knowledge of my teachings, they do not understand what I said. I now remind them, I will not walk in the flesh. Any man who says he is I is a liar. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, Every Day You Must Ask Yourself, Would God Approve of My Actions Today? Given on Saturday, April 27th, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, I must explain to every single person alive on this earth today the importance of the time given to them. I have never interfered with the will of man, for this is one of the greatest gifts given to humanity, and it can never be taken away. Satan, on the other hand, interferes with the free will of man and has relentlessly sought to enslave the human mind and steal his soul right from the start. Therefore, it is the free will which is given to man that will be sought out by evil spirits, but it is also through the free will of man that the door to my kingdom can be unlocked. Because you are flesh, and therefore mortal, the only time you have to prepare for eternal life is now. You must never forget this. You must be prepared at all times, for just as my Father gave you life, so too can he take it away, at any moment, in any day. If you were to die now, today, would you be fit to come before me? Do you know what faults and what acts you have committed and what hatred you have shown your neighbor, which will be revealed before me? You must, in order to be given eternal life, know what needs to be done now, today, to make you clean in my eyes. To those who condone sin and hurt others on the one hand, and on the other, then pray and lead lives which they say are devoted to me, I say this. Every hour you hurt me with your hypocrisy, every day your soul becomes more distant from me. You must follow the Ten Commandments exactly as they were given by my Father. Otherwise, you cannot say you are of me. So many souls do not enter heaven, and many must suffer the cleansing required to make them fit to enter my kingdom. But far more souls are cast into eternal darkness. So many realize how they have offended God within minutes of their death on earth. How frightened and sorrowful they are then. They realize that their time for repentance has passed, and that it is too late for them at that stage. Why do you not understand that death can happen at any moment? That you must know, when you offend God, you must strive to change the way in which you behave in order to find peace. When you avoid sin and continually try to amend the way you treat others, only then will you find true peace. When you are at peace in your soul, which can only come about when you fight sin and show remorse for your evil deeds, you become closer to God. Every day you must ask yourself, would God approve of my actions today? You will know in your heart the answer. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, My Words to You Now Will Be Heard Once Again on the Last Day. Remember Them. Given on Sunday, April 28, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, I come at this time to warn you of the betrayal of those who surround you in this mission. Many will be forced to turn their backs on this work, and you must never run after them. I never ran after those who persecuted me. Instead, I offered myself as a lamb to the slaughter in order to save souls. Watch now, as those appointed false prophets, prepared by Satan, will soon be taken into the bosom of those who say that they are servants of God. Their prophecies, all of which deny the truth, will be used to disgrace you. Let no man think for one second that my messages given to the world to prepare mankind for my second coming will not be pulled asunder. My daughter, these obstacles must be ignored by you. By your obedience, I will make you stronger, for time is not on your side, to ensure that the graces I pour over humanity are obtained by all. My true prophets, for the most part, are ignorant of Holy Scripture or prophecies given to the world out of my mercy. They do not need to quote extracts from the Holy Bible, because I do not ask them to do this. My word is given as it is. My Holy Bible is sacred. To extract sections out of it in order to endorse any divine revelation is not authorized. When a message is given by me, the prophet writes what I dictate and is never asked to replicate extracts given to the world by my apostles. I am greater than all who serve me. My word is sacred. My gifts to you are given to prepare your souls, and this is why all genuine prophets are given prayers, which ignite the urge to unite to my heart. The persecution which you will endure will continue and get worse. And just as you think you cannot take any more, I will prove to the world my divine presence. Suffer my little one with dignity. Do not defend my word, no matter how tempting this is, even when you are presented with evil lies. Those who know me will also know when words do not come from me, for I reside in their hearts. Yet Satan is so cunning that he can imitate me with one exception. He can never acknowledge that I came in the flesh or that my body is present in the Holy Eucharist. My spirit increases now and will continue to rise against the forces of evil. Every demon will be slayed by my angels until not one is left on the final day. My words to you now will be heard once again on the last day. Remember them. I am the beginning and the end. I come as promised to bring you eternal life. Rise, all of you who believe in me, and accept the truth. Come to me, let the will of my Father reign upon the new heaven and the new earth. Rejoice, for I bring peace and unity to all those whose names are in the book of the living. My final covenant has been fulfilled. My reign has come. Rise and accept the hand of God. The day when you hear these words will be the day you will know the truth. Do not be fooled, for only God and the gifts of divine revelation can bring to you the love, the peace, the joy, and the conversion which sweeps the world through these messages. They are a gift. They are meant to show you the true path to your rightful inheritance. Accept them with graciousness and thanksgiving in your soul. Your beloved Jesus. The next message is titled, A New Form of the Cross Will Be Introduced, given on Tuesday, April 30th, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, my authority will never diminish, and like a light, will fade amidst the thick fog, but it will always be visible, even though it may be reduced to but just a faint glimmer. When the world changes again, as the spirit of evil creates division upon division, it will only be the light of God which will sustain you. My presence will be felt by those who come to me for help, for I will never desert you, especially when you feel that all is hopeless. Nothing but the truth will help you to cope when the lack of charity, which is evident in the world today, increases as men's hearts turn to stone. The truth is contained in the Holy Bible. It is the food by which man can live now and in the future. Very soon, it will become impossible to buy a Bible, as many nations will adhere to the new laws, especially in Europe, which will ban all books which promote the Word of God. The letter is being written now to beckon all those in the service of the Catholic Church. Soon, all of my sacred servants will be informed of the changes which they will be told are for the good of the Church. The new rules, which will see amendments made to prayers during the Holy Mass, will seem innocent. To many, they won't notice the significance, but it will relate to the Holy Eucharist and my presence within it. The word commemorate will be used, and all churches will soon be stripped bare of their treasures. The taking of treasures, including gold tabernacles, which will be replaced by those made of wood and stone, will be one of the signs that they are being gathered for the new world religion. Churches will be changed within their walls, and this will involve the desecration of altars. The monstrance holding the Eucharist will begin to disappear, and the days when my holy host is exposed will come to an end. Cast scorn upon my word now, and you will weep with tears when these acts are brought before you. Soon, not long afterwards, the garments worn by my sacred servants will be altered, and a new form of the cross will be introduced. The new atrocity will not be based on the simple cross. Instead, it will feature discreetly the head of the beast. I ask you to gather my holy crosses now and keep them in your homes along with holy water. I urge all of you to hold on to the truth of what I have told you. Then I want you to trust in me completely. Never believe that I am leaving you at the mercy of the evil one. I will remain close to you at all times. I will pour special blessings on the heads of my beloved, loyal sacred servants to keep them entwined with my sacred heart. Keep your hearts close to me and to each other. Comfort and strengthen each other, for you must love each other more than ever, before and during the times ahead. I am your family, you are mine. We will remain united until the time when the trumpets peal out and the announcement is made that I am to reveal myself, finally, in my second coming. Then you will feel the joy and peace which I have promised you. Then all suffering will end. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, The Sin of Abortion is a Mortal One, and Those Responsible Will Burn in the Fires of Hell for Eternity. Given on Wednesday, May 1st, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, this intervention by me, the Lamb of God, by revealing to the world these messages has been foretold. Those of you who follow the word of God must be at peace, as I do not want you to distance yourself, for I love you. You must never fear my love, even if sin separates you from me. I open the eyes of all who want to see, and my holy word will shut the eyes of those who refuse to accept my hand. I hold out my hand to you, my beloved children, so that I can pull you to safety, away from the vultures who wish to devour your souls. Every day from this day forward, you will hear many voices shouting, demanding that you listen. They will present you with diabolical lies and arguments, disguised with the sweetness of honey, coaxing you with a never-ending barrage of arguments to hear their reasoning in the name of humanitarian causes which condone sin. They will not stop until you accept what they wish to force you to swallow. Abortion, murder in the eyes of God, will be forced upon all nations as a sign of defiance against the Almighty Father, God the Most High. When you condone this wicked abomination, you are guilty of terrible sin. The sin of abortion is a mortal one, and those responsible will burn in the fires of hell for eternity. To those of you who refuse to accept this grave error, you have little time left to secure salvation. For when the great day comes, unless you have turned your back on this wicked act, you will never see the face of God. Murder is one of the most serious acts of defiance against God, and it will be punishable by castration. The great divide amongst the human race has begun. Those who side with the beast and condone all that defies the word of God will be separated from their brothers and sisters. Do not underestimate my warning. Accept abortion, and you accept the deliberate killing of a child of God. If you cannot find remorse in your soul, then you will never see me. I will cast you into the wilderness. My love and mercy may be great. I will forgive the most blackened of souls, but without remorse, my justice is final. My punishment is eternal. Love me, and I will cherish you. Destroy the life of another human being, created by the love of my Father, and you too will lose your life. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, They Will Be Accused of Crimes Against the Seed of Peter and Will Be Publicly Humiliated in My Holy Name, given on Thursday, May 2nd, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, the church will be deserted by many in the highest echelons, with many adopting new false doctrines which will lead them into the realm of darkness. Those who remain loyal to me and those who reject the abomination will be guided by Peter the Apostle, who sat in the first seat of Rome. He will guide my beloved Benedict, who will, as foretold, help them to see the truth. He will have to witness the horror, but he will be supported by those who have sworn allegiance to the one true Word of God. And so the schism will begin. Those who follow the false doctrine, where I, Jesus Christ, am not revered, will be torn to shreds by the beast and his demons. Those innocent servants of mine who have not accepted these messages so far will now come running to me for comfort. My prophecies do not lie, and very soon many of these poor souls will be cast away from the Holy See. They will be accused of crimes against the seed of Peter and will be publicly humiliated in my holy name. I say this to them, remain calm and be at peace, for when you follow the truth, you will be saved. You must never accept a watered-down doctrine which will be empty of my authority. To those who accept lies in the belief that you are doing your duty, you must understand that you will have to face a difficult road. You have two choices. Remain in the light of God, or turn your back on my holy sacraments. Soon many of you will see clearly what I have warned you about. The schism will be vicious, and a war will ensue between truth and lies. It will bring the Catholic Church down until it resembles a heap of stones. But the one true Church will remain standing tall as my faithful servants build up my remnant army. They will fight until the bitter end to uphold the holy word of God. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, "The Seemingly Authentic Views They Will Present Will Be Seen as a New Form of Catholicism," given on Friday, May 3rd, 2013. Jesus says, "My dearly beloved daughter, the diabolical plan to destroy the Catholic Church from within is already taking place. Everything sacred to God will be thrown aside, and those heads of the newly renovated modern church, soon to be presented for all to see, will be liberal in their views, but they will be enemies of the truth. The seemingly authentic views they will present will be seen as a new form of Catholicism. Many Christians will say, 'What has this to do with me?' When my church, founded by my Apostle Peter, is dismantled in this way, it will affect all those who follow me. When my word and my teachings are taken apart and then made acceptable to the selfish needs of man, even though they be lies, they will, in time, be deemed to be the truth. The lies presented to the world because of the diabolical infestation will be treated by all Christian churches as being acceptable in their eyes. Not one Christian church will escape this attack, an attack which has been deliberately and carefully planned for over a century. Make no mistake, when my word is tampered with, the truth will be torn asunder. Lies infest the soul. When this happens, people will unwittingly follow a path which will end in despair. I urge all who listen to me now to keep focused on the truth at all times. You must not accept any changes which you will be asked to accept as part of a new church which does not come from me. Your Jesus." The next message is titled, "It Was the Sin of Pride Which Caused Lucifer to Fall and to Be Cut Off and Thrown into the Abyss," given on Saturday, May 4th, 2013. Jesus says, "My dearly beloved daughter, as my word reaches many ears, I come to warn those amongst you who will not listen to me. What do you fear? Is it my word or the changes which you will have to witness as the purification continues? Don't you know that I do not bring you new teachings, for this is not necessary? I only communicate with you to remind you of the truth. So many of you believe you know so much about me, but you have learned nothing. Who are you to say you are better than others in the eyes of God when it comes to interpreting my holy word? Who are you to believe that you have the authority to blaspheme against me and then say that you love me? You will not be able to stop me, through the prophets, in reaching out to God's children. You must ask why it is that you hate my voice. How can you love me when you tear my words apart, when all I am doing is to help you prepare for my great day? Man is very weak. Even those devout souls are weak, though their love for me is strong. Let no man believe that he can ever walk before me without the shame of sin on his soul. Not one amongst you is worthy to stand before me, yet I grant you the mercy of my love. It is not that you are deserving of this, it is simply because I choose to grant you this gift. To those of you who claim to speak with great knowledge of me, and then spit with a cursed tongue against my prophet, know this: your faith will not save you when you curse the word of God. Your self-proclaimed love of God is meaningless when you judge one of his children before him. You are cutting the umbilical cord which binds you to my Father when you show disrespect, anger, and hatred towards me. When you spit at me, you will become blind and will never see again. When you utter words of hatred, your tongue will be cut out. When you stand up and declare to all your self-proclaimed knowledge of God, you will fall with your legs cut from under you. When you deem my prophet to be evil, you will have no life. My word will never die. It will live for eternity. It will trample on those sinners who try to defy the mercy of God through these messages. Reject me this time, and you reject the freedom I bring when I come to gather you finally into my kingdom. You don't have much time to redeem yourselves in my eyes before the great day. Don't waste it through the sin of pride. It was the sin of pride which caused Lucifer to fall and to be cut off and thrown into the abyss. All those who follow him through the sin of pride, the sin which causes so much separation from God, will fall and never rise in the presence of God. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, Do Not Try to Reason with the Mind When Trying to Justify My Existence, For I Am Not of This World. Given on Sunday, May 5th, 2013, Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, the pain of separation from me, Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, is unknown to many, but when the day comes, when my light will die towards the end, it will become clear how wretched the agony is. Those who know me and who love me know what the pain brings when sin forms a barrier between the sinner and God. Those who don't know me and those who reject me will experience this separation during the final 3 days of darkness, when the presence of God will be nowhere to be found. It will only be when the light of God disappears that man will finally understand that there is no life without God. All that is left is a void, a wilderness, and darkness. I am the light which man seeks out, unbeknown to him, every second of every day. As man strives to find peace and happiness, he will try to find it anywhere he thinks he can. He will use the pursuit of worldly material gain and lust of the flesh to satisfy needs which can never be met, and he will follow false religions which promise great personal satisfaction. None of these things will bring him into the light of God. Even those who seek answers through intellectual means and knowledge will never find the peace or the answers they seek unless they open their hearts to the true love of God. I come to each of those who seek me out. I delight in souls whose eager simplicity seeks only my love. I shower such people with a gift of the Holy Spirit. To come closer to me, you must trust me completely. It is only when you abandon your will to mine that my presence can be felt. To those people who try to find me, but who find it difficult, I say this to them. Do not try to reason with the mind when trying to justify my existence, for I am not of this world. Do not blind yourself to the existence of eternal life. It awaits you if you could only trust me and let me come into your heart and soul. I will make myself known to you. All you must do is call me. You must call out to me soon, for when my presence on the earth dwindles, it will be impossible for you to seek me out, and you will wander in helpless anguish trying to find me. Those who think that they are strong in their faith and who believe they are close to me must know how quickly they will fall when I am nowhere to be found in the tabernacles of the future. Once that terrible day of desolation comes, there will be cries of despair, and the power of the beast will be such that many souls will be too weak to uphold my holy word. You must ask for my help, and you will be given it. Call me with a humble spirit, and I will answer you. Beg me to protect you, and I will cover you with my precious blood, so that nothing will stop you on the path of truth, which leads to eternal salvation. Serve me by your own interpretation as to how I should be served, and you will need to be careful. Do as I have told you. Live your life according to my word, and I will carry you. Dishonor me by using my holy word in a way which brings suffering to others, and you will suffer the greatest pain of separation from me. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, When You Have Been Given the Truth, It Is Important That You Continue to Spread the Word of God. Given on Monday, May 6th, 2013, Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, those who are innocent of offending me deliberately because they are ignorant of my word will be given the guidance they need soon. For all those who know the truth of my word, given to man 2,000 years ago, you must know that while you squabble amongst yourselves, millions of souls are being lost. So many guilty of mortal sin commit these acts because of the infestation of the evil one. If they knew the truth of my promise of eternal life, many would not participate in these acts. When you have been given the truth, it is important that you continue to spread the word of God. You must do this by showing love and respect for the lives of others. This means adhering to my Father's commandment, "Thou shalt not kill." Then it is your duty to ensure that the life of man is treated with respect and the glory of God. You must remind others of this gift of eternal life at those times when you know that those who deny God need your help. Your help through prayer and guidance can save these souls. I need so much of your time, my beloved followers. You must be generous of your time in the salvation of souls. Please continue to recite my crusade prayers, for I promise conversion to millions of lost souls when they are said. Do not allow the attacks by the evil one who will continue to cast a cloud over these messages to distract you. Accept these attacks for what they are, an attempt by Satan and all the wicked spirits who roam the earth to prevent God's children from obtaining the glorious inheritance that awaits them. I ask also that you be generous of heart and pray for those who have turned against me in this, my final mission on earth, before the great day. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, Mother of God, the mission you have been given is the final link in the final covenant. Given on Tuesday, May 7th, 2013. Mary says, My dear child, I have revealed to you during this very special apparition today the secret of my heart and how it is entwined with the sacred heart of my beloved Son. My heart beats in union with His, and as the co-redemptrix, I will work to bring so many of God's children into the new era of peace. As the Mother of God, I have been given power over the beast, and all those who invoke my help will be granted great protection from him. Because of this special power given to me by my Son, every attempt will be made to dishonor my name during the reign of the beast. Public events will be organized to honor my wishes of uniting all God's children. Sadly, not all of them will respect the truth. I have revealed the truth at La Salette in France and at Fatima in Portugal, yet many do not understand what it is that I explained. Soon the prophecies foretold will become a reality, and then the hatred which the evil one has for me will be manifested in special ceremonies which will be insulting to God. My Son has created a very special plan which has been crafted to every single detail in order to ensure that the world is given the truth about the enemies of God. He does this because only the truth can save the human race. Should God's children follow lies and become involved with deceit, born of the plan of the Antichrist, then they will turn their backs on my Son and their own salvation. The mission you have been given, my child, is the final link in the final covenant, which my Son must complete in obedience to my Father, God the Most High. It will be the instrument by which souls will be salvaged from the grasp of Satan and his evil army on earth. Because of this, the hatred shown to you through the words, deeds, and actions of others will be cruel and fierce. The anger shown against you will be like no other, and you must understand that this is to be expected. My Son's work in these times will be bitterly opposed, and he and his church on earth will have to endure a final crucifixion before the resurrection, promised to all those who believe in my Son, takes place. The hatred is real, and the evil one will turn the minds of even those chosen souls and visionaries against you, my child. Never feel sad for yourself or those souls, because the suffering of my Son is 10 times worse. It is my Son, the Savior and Redeemer of mankind, who died for the sins of man, who is still hated with a passion which is born out of anger and orchestrated by Satan. It is my Son who is the subject of such attacks, and when they fling insults at you, my child, they scourge him all over again. You must rise, all of you, and do as my Son tells you, as you have been chosen to form his remnant army. When you suffer in his name, it is for the glory of God and the salvation of humanity. When the new heaven and the new earth become one, such suffering will cease and all will sing praise to God. Your beloved mother, Mother of God, Mother of Salvation. The next message is titled, The Plague Will Be More Widespread Than AIDS, given on Tuesday, May 7th, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, how you have been distracted and allowed yourself to be taken out of my sight for the last 2 days. Don't you know what created this diversion? By missing just a day of Eucharistic adoration, you were taken and abused in my name, without protecting yourself as I have instructed. My instruction is that you continue to come before me daily and to recite the Most Holy Rosary so that my mother can cover you with the protection you need in this work. So many who are close to me gain a confidence which leads them to believe that no amount of suffering will stop them when they carry out my mission, but this is only made possible when you call on me to guide you. My daughter, the beginning of a plague will soon be seen, as my father will cast upon the earth a punishment upon those nations who insult him and who allow wickedness and injustice to be inflicted on poor innocent people. This plague will be visible on the face, and the sores will not be healed until the great chastisement is over. The plague will be more widespread than AIDS and will be one of the first signs of the coming chastisement. This will then be followed by a famine in one-third of the earth and will be witnessed during the reign of the Antichrist. As the rule of the Antichrist spreads like a spider's web, so will it be matched by a series of chastisements poured over the four corners of the world by the hand of my Father. Divine intervention will help to stop souls from being snatched by the beast through the power of the Antichrist. His followers will suffer an agonizing punishment, and it will be seen on their faces through the plague. They will not escape this severe punishment, nor will those who carry out the wicked deceit over my church on earth. This warning is being given so that those who doubt my hand of justice will understand, eventually, that men will suffer as they did in the day of Noah should they turn their back on God. The final insult against my father through the sin of war and abortion will draw down his greatest punishment upon humanity. The life of the unborn child, taken away so cruelly and without remorse, will be punishable by death of the body and death of the soul. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, My Dearest Wish is That You Seek Out the Souls of the Young, given on Thursday, May 9th, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, my love for those young people of every nation, color, and creed who do not acknowledge me is everlasting. My sorrow for these little souls of mine is deep. They are to be prayed for, especially now. I will take them into my mercy without hesitation if you ask me through this crusade prayer. Crusade Prayer 106, Mercy for the Young Who Don't Acknowledge God. Dear Jesus, take under your protection the souls of these children of God who do not know you, who do not acknowledge your love, and who do not accept your promise. Pour out your grace of conversion and give them eternal life. Be merciful to all those who do not believe in your presence and who will not seek remorse for their sins. Amen. My beloved remnant army, my dearest wish is that you seek out the souls of the young, the agnostics, and those who do not believe in God. They are your priority. I ask you to draw all nations, creeds, colors, and religions into my protection. When you bring me such souls, I will give them great gifts and promise their salvation. It is important that you do not ignore those who have no interest in their salvation. They are the lost souls I yearn for, and I will follow them into every corner, every crevice, and every country until I can draw them into my kingdom. Remember this request. Remember, my desire is to reach out to those who don't know me and to those who don't want to know me. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, "The Only Water Necessary for the Survival of God's Children Will Come from the Tree of Life," given on Friday, May 10th, 2013. Jesus says, "My dearly beloved daughter, blessed are those who respond to the true word of God, for they will be the first to arise and enter my new kingdom. Those who have not been given my holy word, including those countries where I am condemned, are the first souls I must reach out to. Through no fault of their own, they have been reared from birth to deny God, the maker and creator of all that is. I will strive to convert them through this mission and promise that once they are shown the truth during the warning, that they will be drawn into my mercy quickly. I will never forsake those who have been deceived through false doctrines, for they are helpless and are in need of my love and mercy. My desire is that my followers now prepare to climb the ladder, a long and difficult climb towards spiritual perfection. Those of you who have been blessed with a gift of discernment by my voice contained in the Book of Truth have a duty to me. This is what you must do. Use the gift I have given you to prepare for the spiritual perfection which is required of you now as I build my remnant army on earth. Your responsibility is to help those who are too weak, too proud, and too stubborn to accept my hand of mercy. It will be through you that I will be able to grant all souls, including those who are not worthy of my mercy, the salvation needed to live forever in my glory. Oh, how wonderful is this glorious new kingdom of mine! If you could only see it, not one amongst you would ever utter another word against me. This will be your new home, the place where you and your family will enjoy eternal ecstasy, peace, love, and joy, mingled with all that is created by my Father for your happiness. Think of it as a new dwelling, similar to the way in which the earth was created. Only this new heaven and new earth will have no sea. The only water necessary for the survival of God's children will come from the tree of life, where all life will be sustained. Every need will be catered for, and love will abound, so that no discontent of any kind will exist. Laughter, love, joy, color, and fine things, which no man has ever seen during his time on earth, will be plentiful. Happiness, which is beyond your grasp on earth, will be a gift to each of you who is given the key to my kingdom. The life ahead of you is adorned with great gifts, and you will remain in a constant state of peace with love for me. I will reign in union with all God's children, and not one of you will want for anything, so great is my love. This is the only life you must strive for, as no other life will exist after the great day when I come for you. Your Jesus." The next message is titled, "The Miracles I Promise the World Through My Crusade Prayers Will Increase," given on Saturday, May 11th, 2013. Jesus says, "My dearly beloved daughter, it does not matter if you must endure pain because of the way in which you are rejected because of me, for my word will never die. It will rise and become louder until, like a powerful wind, it will increase in intensity until the roar of my voice will peal out like thunder across the earth. There will be very few who will not hear my voice, and even those who reject me will continue to speak of me. They will find it impossible to ignore. Like any child begotten of its mother, God's children, including those who refuse to acknowledge him, will be drawn towards him, for they cannot help it. Like a new baby who bonds with its mother, every child of God will recognize his own through touch, sound, and smell. God's children will sense when the presence of God touches their souls. Just as I know my own, so also will those who love me respond to my call. My daughter, the holy will of God is powerful and will defeat all those who oppose the word of God. when you feel that there is so much opposition and so much hatred towards this mission, you must always be comforted by my solemn promise. That is to save all souls, so that my new paradise can be presented to humanity soon and with as little suffering as possible. Suffering can be reduced through the prayers of my remnant army, because I bequeath to them special graces. The miracles I promised the world through my crusade prayers will increase, and many will witness healings and conversions. It will be through these miracles that I will make myself known, even to the most hardened of skeptics. It will be through the crusade prayers that servants of my Christian churches will be shown my mercy, and soon many of them will be given the proof of the authenticity of these messages. My will be done, and no man will stop it. Many will oppose my will, scream abuse at my word, and spit at you, my daughter, but their hatred will be wiped out, and soon they will open their hearts, for they will be in no doubt that it is their master who calls them. I am the vessel through which they will be purified. It will be through me that they will be given the only possible protection from the Antichrist. My protection must be sought out, and the seal of the living God must be given to as many souls as possible. Listen to my instructions, and all will be well. Ignore my warnings, and try to fight the injustices which will be widespread when the world is run by the hand of the beast on your own, and you will not be strong enough. Accept my gifts, and you will remain standing, safe in the knowledge that I am protecting you and your family and friends. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, My Word is the End, It is Final, There Can Be No Other Word, given on Monday, May 13th, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, my remnant army will grow very quickly at this time and will spread to 58 nations. There will be leaders among you, and you must unite wherever you are through the formation of Jesus to Mankind prayer groups. Bring all those who follow me first into your fold, and then set forth to draw all those who follow every kind of doctrine. I could never favor one soul over another. I desire that you tell all those who do not believe in me, and I promise them that they will be shown the truth during the warning. They will find it difficult to deny me, for I will engulf their souls in a way which will surprise and shock them. My Holy Spirit will fall over every nation where my prayer groups are set up. I will multiply the number of miracles which have been witnessed already, where I have healed the minds, the spirit, and the bodies of the wretched and sick amongst you. You will know me by my presence, which I will instill in those of you who ask for my favors. You are indeed blessed, you, the children of this generation, who have been chosen in such multitudes to enjoy eternal life in my kingdom, which has no end. Death will be defeated by you, evil will be devoured by your strength of perseverance, and sin will no longer blight your souls. My children, there is much work to be done. Allow me to guide you through my crusade prayers, as they will open your eyes to the truth. Once you can see the truth, you will know in your hearts what to do. One word of advice: when you are rebuffed for speaking the truth, you must remain silent. Pray for those souls that they will also be given the grace to accept the book of truth. My word is the end, it is final, there can be no other word. Anyone who proclaims to speak in my name since this mission commenced in November 2010 does not have the authority to do so, for they do not come from me. Those prophets who came before this and who also speak in my name are blessed, and I will continue to protect them. My voice speaks to the world through these messages. My beloved mother, the Immaculate Virgin Mary, also speaks to her visionaries, and again, her mission is blessed by me. Know that Satan's army includes a number of false prophets who speak with a sweetness of voice, soothing, loving, and camouflaged with empty promises. They will say the exact opposite to what I tell you. Know that only my voice will tell you the truth. Only my voice will tell you of events to come which actually take place. No one else can, nor will be given the authority to speak for me, Jesus Christ, or my beloved Father. Take comfort with this revelation and know that only the Holy Trinity communicates in this way, with a fire which will engulf all souls who are empty of pride and full of humble love for me. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, Those Who Followed the Word of God, Laid Down by the Prophets Before Me, Were the First to Spit at Me. Given on Tuesday, May 14th, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, to those amongst my disciples who are suffering because of their belief in these messages from heaven, I have this to say. Difficult though your suffering is, you must know that you have been blessed with my gift, given to you to help open your eyes to the truth. The abuse you will have to endure in my name because of your loyalty to these messages will come from those close to you. In particular, many sacred servants of mine who refuse to seek me out through this, my holy word, will cause you the most upset. You will be vilified, belittled, challenged, criticized, and mocked, and yet these same people profess to speak in my holy name. You must endure this pain, just as my apostles and disciples had to bear it. During my time on earth, I was cast out of the temples of God. My disciples were warned to keep away from me or face banishment from the church if they were seen with me. When they spoke my holy word and spread my teachings, they were threatened and whipped in some cases. They were made spectacles of. Those who followed the word of God, laid down by the prophets before me, were the first to spit at me. Their anger was caused by the fact that I spoke the truth, for they did not want to hear the truth. It frightened them and made them uncomfortable. Filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, my apostles were hated after my ascension by many who worshipped in the temples. And although their suffering was great, and the voices of opposition screamed loudly in their presence, it did not matter. Nothing can prevent my word from spreading. No voice will be loud enough. No argument will be credible enough. No venom will be strong enough. My power is impossible to conquer. My Holy Spirit will draw billions of souls into the safety of my new paradise. All voices of discontent will be quietened, and all opposition will be suppressed, for the intervention of my Father will ensure that the brambles and boulders which litter the path of truth will be eradicated. Only my voice will remain. It will be the only voice of authority which will be sustained, and then the great day will come. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, God the Father, My Great Intervention to Save Humanity Has Commenced, and the Speed of My Actions Will Be Evident to All. Given on Wednesday, May 15th, 2013. God says, My dearest daughter, the Spirit of God is being poured over the earth in a way in which it has not been done before. In order to prepare my dear children for the new paradise which lies waiting for them, I envelop them with the Spirit of Truth. Some will accept it with open arms and be grateful for such blessings. Others will refuse because they will not open their hearts. My great intervention to save humanity has commenced, and the speed of my actions will be evident to all. The miracles permitted by me, your Almighty Father, will be widespread and talked about. These will bring about more conversion. Then, just as the spirit of my love spreads, the actions by the evil one and his cohorts will increase. My hand will stop the evil actions of those who try to inflict war, disease, murder, and abortion upon my children. My hand will fall also on those who torment the loyal followers of my beloved Son and those who try to abolish his presence in the Holy Eucharist. Hear now my call. All of my children will be drawn towards my mercy. Those who reject my Son, reject me. Those who insult my Son cannot come to me. Those who denounce his teachings and twist the truth, reject my existence. You cannot create your own laws and obey me, nor may you condone sin and expect to see my face. If sin does not decrease, I will punish those nations who are responsible for sins which offend me. Just as my Holy Spirit continues unabated, so also will my intervention be to prevent sin from spreading. All these changes will be seen at the same time. Soon afterwards, when every attempt by my Son, through his church and his disciples, has been made to spread the truth, the day will come when my Son's great mercy will fall upon mankind. Then not long after that will come the day of judgment. Prepare my children now, for the day can come at any time. Only those who obey my commandments and show remorse for their sins can and will be saved. Your beloved Father, God the Most High. That's all the time we have for this episode. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you all.